Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
It's Today FM. It's Dave Moore, and I've got Chris Judge with me, who has been in all of our houses, I think, with different books and things you've done over the years. But let's talk, first of all, about Evil Duck and the Feather of Fortune. There's a brilliant gap, I think, in the children's book market between illustrated 32-page big picture books for young kids and then the kind of the teen fiction stuff. And in there's a gap. And I think books like this are going to fill that. Is that kind of where you were looking, or do you even give those things a consideration?
Oh, absolutely. No. I suppose when I was starting out making books, I was making picture books. And books like this, the kind of graphic novel, the chunky graphic novels, like they're full color. Mm. For a long time, they were considered comics, you know.
Yes.
And I think, you know, publishers and libraries might have been a mentality of, you know, they're not really literacy kind of base for kids.
Sure.
And I think people were fighting that, librarians and teachers and everyone, because they really are. They're just an incredible bridge. But they're also very expensive to produce.
Right, gotcha.
So obviously costs have come down now, and the people have realised the value of them, you know.
Mm.
So like when I was that age, the only comics I really had were Tintin and Asterix, which I absolutely loved. And for me, who definitely struggled a bit with reading and writing, that was just incredible. So that, from going to picture books to Asterix and Tintin, that led me to chapter books.
Yeah, because there is an expectation for a kid, and that it's always been there, to go from ABCs or Tom and Mary Go to the Park or whatever it is, to all of a sudden go, right, and now Lord of the Rings. And
yes,
you're like, totally. Hang on a sec. You know, and it happened to me. I mean, it was The Hobbit. And listen,
The Hobbit for me,
I loved it. I couldn't have been happier to read The Hobbit. But I can see how lots of people would go, like, that's too deep. It's too rich.
It's a massive leap. Yeah.
Yeah. It's huge.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Whereas there is definitely a bridging to be done for those kids of a certain age. And there are 6-year-olds who are ready to read The Hobbit, but there are also 16-year-olds who aren't, you know.
Yeah.
And so somewhere in there has to be something. And things like this are brilliant. So can you give everybody an idea of what the backstory is behind Evil Duck and the Feather of Fortune? Because, you know, Evil Duck is the, I suppose he's the anti-hero in this, but there are plenty of heroes in it.
Yeah, there's loads, yeah. Well, I mean, the book definitely came along because my own daughters were reading Dogman and Bunny versus Monkey, and there's just a huge, amazing selection out there.
Yeah.
And I just was like, these are the books I wanted to read, and these are the books I wanted to make since day one. So literally, kind of post COVID, I was sitting out in the garden with the girls, and we're always coming up with new characters and ideas. And I was telling them I want to make one of these books. So literally, you know, those, like they say, a song can be plucked out of the air.
Yes, yeah.
Just, none of us can quite remember, but it just started drawing Evil Duck and
a lightning strike moment where it literally happened really quickly.
Amazing. And that's kind of where the best ideas come from. A lot of creative people say that, you know.
And what age are your daughters now?
They're 10 and 7.
10 and 7. Okay. So, and would you engage with them in that creative sense where you'd ask them, you know, what should we write about? What should we create? Or is it very much daddy's going to work now?
No, I am mining them within an inch of their lives.
Brilliant.
I have them now at this perfect age where they can give me picture book ideas and this. And I know obviously they'll grow up and not want to engage with me on that at all.
Yeah, there's a sweet window, all right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'll take as much as I can get. And I know they're so creative, the two of them. And we have such a buzz just coming up with stuff. So they literally helped me come up with, you know, the brother and sister characters. And I really wanted to put an intergenerational kind of thing into it.
Okay, well, so give us the kind of elevator pitch then. So to someone who hasn't seen, because obviously I've read it cover to cover, I loved it.
Cool.
But for someone who hasn't, what is the story?
Yeah, so the story is there's two, brother and sister, Flo and Eddie. So all my characters, the main characters, are named after Frank Zappa's band. Members of his band.
Absolutely.
Big Zappa
brilliant.
Fan. So Flo and Eddie and Ruth and Frank, of course, is the granddad. And so they, the two kids, have to go and visit their granddad in his dowdy old house. And they're like,
he's so boring.
So boring.
Yeah.
And then they, of course, discover that he's a secret something in the attic, a frozen evil duck. one of them, Eddie, deliberately lets Evil Duck out loose into the world again. So it's up to them. Granddad's too old now.
So they have to follow in his footsteps and capture Evil Duck again.
Yeah, so there's a Matrix-style training. And, they get ready. But there's still the fear and trepidation for them.
And that's the thing about these kind of stories and the way this is told, as you said, in the graphic novel style. So think, I suppose, a grown-up comic, if that's a better way of looking at it. And the story is all there. The reading is all there. but the beautiful graphics and the illustrations and the thing that elevated, I think, away from just a text-based scenario. That's what really is going to engage with kids. And certainly I have 2 9-year-old twins.
Oh, wow,
and
cool.
They are smack bang in this thing. They will devour this.
Oh,
you know?
Delighted to hear
like,
that.
They will. They definitely will. Like, because it is a brilliant. It's Evil Duck and the Feather of Fortune. I highly recommend you grab it, particularly if you have somebody who really needs to bridge that gap between those two worlds that we talked about in terms of reading. So it's by Chris George. Make sure you get it. Chris, stick with me though, because I've got to talk to about an Instagram account that has taken over the internet. Everywhere I go, I see it. We'll talk about that in a second. With Dave Moore on Today FM.
Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
It's Today FM. It's Dave Moore, and I got Chris George with me. And Chris George, as I said, is the author of Evil Duck and the Feather of Fortune, which is out today. Get your hands on it. But also, you're the man behind A Daily Cloud.
That's right, yeah.
So explain what this is.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always trying to come up with new ideas for little projects and just to keep the creative juices flowing, you know. So I, you know, Instagram, kind of gone off social media.
Yes.
You know, I really struggle with it and get very anxious on it. But and that was, I suppose, one of the reasons A Daily Cloud took off. So during COVID, you know, a lot of stuff lot weighing stuff, down on people.
Yeah, sitting in the ether, yeah.
Yeah, and so I, you know, out in the garden again with the girls, Joey, my eldest, was taking photos and she was like, look, this one kind of looks like a big monkey. And I was like, yeah, it looks like he's smoking a cigar. Like, obviously, I wouldn't do much smoke and stuff.
Sure, sure, yeah, yeah.
But I had this great...
But you can see visions of things.
And I put up 3 or 4 of them on my Instagram account. And people really latched on and said, oh, will you do some more? I was like, yeah, maybe I'll do one a week. And then I kind of just started taking loads of photos and I had about 30 of them. And I said, I'll do one a day for a month
and see how it goes.
And that's 3 years ago. So I'm a little bit locked into it, but it's a brilliant little, it's 5 minutes a day and it's almost like a little meditation for me.
Yeah,
and,
because what you do is you scribble on top of the existing cloud where you see something, but then you enhance what it is for people to kind of understand.
Yeah, so it's basically, it's the shapes in the cloud and I try and do as little as possible.
Yeah.
And let the clouds kind of do the heavy lifting. If you
and
will.
Listen, if there's one good reason to live in Ireland, it's the fact that you'll always have a cloud.
Totally.
There'll never be a day. You won't have a day where you'll miss one.
So much. I like my iPhoto thing is like 60,000 photos of clouds or something crazy. But then once people started following me, people were sending them from all over the world. So
right.
It's just cool. Like I, you know.
So do you have to take any more photos? Or are you now just doing submission?
I still take photos and I do maybe 2 of my own a week.
Right.
But, you know, I'm getting stuff
most
from Hawaii and Germany and Australia. So all this great stuff and it's just regular people just sending me the things. So.
At A Daily Cloud on Instagram. Jennifer Garner is one of your 500,000 followers, which is absolutely brilliant. Quick fire round before you go.
Sure.
What are you currently obsessed with? You're not allowed to say clouds.
Oh,
is there anything else?
I suppose I'm kind of obsessed with, I used to be in a band years ago making up songs and I'm obsessed now with making up songs again. They're terrible, but I'm loving it. And
nothing wrong with that.
Can't stop picking up my...
There's your creativity sparking. Brilliant. Who's the most famous person in your phone?
In my phone?
Mm.
Oh, gosh.
I know you're very good friends with David O'Doherty, who I went to college with. So I know you can't be born in 2000 because we were in college before
that.
Yeah,
I'm the same year as him. David O'Doherty, I suppose, probably... Roddy Doyle's in there.
Roddy, come on. That's definitely top of the tree.
Yeah.
That's top
of the tree.
Owen as well. Yeah, cheapers. Yeah, brilliant. When you were about 8 and you were in school, what did you bring in your lunchbox?
Oh, everyday cheese sandwich on brown bread and a weird Superman flask with my wadi or whatever.
Right. I thought we were going to have vegetable soup or something that they didn't know. And the final question I ask everyone, and forgive me, Chris, it is a strange one, but I do ask everybody this question because I don't. Do you wash your legs in the shower?
I do.
Do you?
Because a guy I know, James Kelleher, once posted on Twitter, do you wash your legs or do you let the runoff do it? And I was like, I do wash my legs, actually.
So you discovered this about yourself.
But I remember saying it to people after and they're like, no, I don't actually. Yeah. And you're like, ew.
I've had this discussion with, like, it's about 60-40 with all the celebrities I've spoken to and 60% are, yes, they are leg washers, but the other 40%, we're here,
yeah,
we're numerous.
I could have been not one, you know. It was only when he pointed it out, I was like, yes, I do.
Right. Well, look, congratulations on A Daily Cloud. Congratulations on Evil Duck and The Feather of Fortune. It is out today by Chris Judge. Get your hands on it. Chris, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.